What is the primary role of the jugular vein in the body?
The jugular vein is responsible for carrying deoxygenated blood from the head back to the heart, facilitating the circulation of blood and maintaining oxygen supply to vital organs.
How does the interruption of oxygen supply affect the body at the time of death?
The interruption of oxygen supply leads to the failure of cellular respiration, causing organs and tissues to cease functioning, ultimately resulting in death.
What happens to the body's cells when oxygen supply is cut off?
Without oxygen, cells cannot produce ATP, the energy molecule, leading to cell death and the failure of bodily functions.
Why is the role of the jugular vein critical at the moment of death?
The jugular vein's inability to transport blood efficiently at the moment of death underscores the body's reliance on a continuous oxygen supply, highlighting the fragility of life.
How does the cessation of oxygen supply symbolize the end of life?
The cessation of oxygen supply marks the point where metabolic processes can no longer occur, symbolizing the definitive end of life and the transition to death.
What is the physiological impact of the jugular vein failing to supply oxygen?
The failure of the jugular vein to supply oxygen leads to brain hypoxia, causing loss of consciousness, brain damage, and eventually, death.
How does the role of oxygen at the time of death highlight human vulnerability?
The critical dependency on oxygen highlights human vulnerability and the delicate balance required for sustaining life, pointing to a higher power overseeing life and death.
What is the significance of brain hypoxia at the time of death?
Brain hypoxia, the lack of oxygen to the brain, results in rapid deterioration of brain function, emphasizing the essential role of oxygen in maintaining consciousness and life.
How does the body's dependence on oxygen reflect on the concept of Allah control?
The body's complete dependence on oxygen for survival reflects the notion that life is sustained by divine control, as the precise balance necessary for life appears beyond mere chance.
What role does the heart play in oxygen distribution at the time of death?
The heart's role in pumping oxygenated blood is critical. At the time of death, heart failure leads to the cessation of blood flow and oxygen distribution, ending life.
How does the sudden stop of oxygen supply demonstrate the fragility of life?
The abrupt halt of oxygen supply causing immediate death demonstrates life's fragility and the intricate dependency on a continuous oxygen supply.
What is the theological interpretation of oxygen's role at the time of death?
The theological interpretation often views oxygen's role at the time of death as a manifestation of divine will, where life and death are ultimately in the hands of Allah.
How does the failure of the jugular vein to supply oxygen correlate with spiritual beliefs?
The failure signifies the moment when life ends, often seen in spiritual beliefs as the soul's departure, reflecting a transition controlled by a higher power.
What does the moment of death reveal about the dependency of life on oxygen?
The moment of death reveals that life is critically dependent on oxygen, underscoring the precise conditions required for life and the notion of a deliberate creator.
How does the body's response to lack of oxygen illustrate divine precision?
The body's rapid and systematic failure in response to lack of oxygen illustrates the precise conditions needed for life, suggesting a divinely orchestrated system.
How does the cessation of oxygen supply at death differ from hypoxia experienced during life?
While hypoxia during life can cause damage and unconsciousness, complete cessation of oxygen supply leads to irreversible death, marking the finality of life.
How does the dependency on oxygen at death emphasize the concept of mortality?
The dependency on oxygen at death emphasizes human mortality, highlighting the finite nature of life and the control of a higher power over life's duration.
What happens to the brain when oxygen supply stops completely?
When oxygen supply stops completely, brain cells quickly die, leading to brain death, which is often used as the definitive criterion for legal and medical death.
How does the cessation of oxygen highlight the interconnectedness of bodily systems?
The cessation of oxygen highlights the interconnectedness and dependency of bodily systems, where failure in one part leads to the collapse of the entire system.
What is the role of the respiratory system in sustaining life until death?
The respiratory system's role is to continuously supply oxygen to the blood. Failure in this system is a direct cause of death, marking its critical function in sustaining life.
How does the role of oxygen in life and death reflect on the belief in an afterlife?
The essential role of oxygen in life and its cessation at death reflect beliefs in an afterlife, where the physical body's dependency on oxygen ends, but the soul transitions to another existence.
How does the sudden lack of oxygen affect the body's organs?
The sudden lack of oxygen causes organs to rapidly fail, as they are deprived of the energy required for their functions, leading to a systemic shutdown.
Why is the timing of oxygen cessation critical in determining the moment of death?
The timing is critical because the point at which oxygen delivery ceases marks the precise moment when life-sustaining processes stop, defining the moment of death.
How does the role of oxygen at the time of death provide a perspective on life's impermanence?
The role of oxygen at the time of death provides a perspective on life's impermanence, reminding us of the transient nature of life and the higher power that governs it.
What spiritual reflections can be drawn from the cessation of oxygen at death?
Spiritual reflections often include the idea that life is a precious gift sustained by divine will, and the moment of death, marked by the cessation of oxygen, is a return to the Creator. These questions and answers explore the profound significance of oxygen at the time of death, highlighting how its critical role in sustaining life can be seen as a reflection of Allah's ultimate control over life and death.